You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. My buddy Ashley is in the studio because Anna is on vacation all this week. Ashley, welcome.
I'm so happy to be back.
Everybody is here. Producer Justin's here. Producer Julie is here. And one of the things that Ashley loves to do the most is dip into Baylor's box of questions. It's random questions she pulls out, and then, of course, that we all have to answer. So what do you have for us here, Ashley? Let's start. To make you feel welcome,
yes.
Let's start with a question. What do you have?
Well, in true Baylor form, I actually put it in a Cheez-It box. So that's the kind of box it's coming out of, too.
I thought those were actual Cheez-Its.
No,
Where's your regular box? You have a clear... nice looking box.
I left
typically.
It at work, so I have this makeshift Cheez-It box. And if you want the Cheez-Its, I threw them down my throat.
Okay, that's good. What do you have there?
So the question is, do you have your phone locator on? Who has it?
I do. My wife has it. She's the only person there. And it's funny that you bring this up because we were in the car the other day and we were going to like a family event for hers. It was at her sister's gender reveal. And I hope you posted it by now. She posted it by now. It's a girl, everybody. Congratulations. It's a girl. Right. I hope she posted it by now. Anyways, we were going to it, and I was like, I wondered if we had time to stop for something. And she's like, well, I'll just check and see where my sister is. And I found that so strange that she was also locating her sister. Like, she's locating me, and she's looking, who else is on this list?
I'll track my boyfriend, but he doesn't have mine, I don't think.
Wait, can you do that? Can only one person do it, and the other person doesn't have to agree to it?
I guess so. I don't know. I used to have my location shared with him, but then I took it back. I don't know why.
Oh, you had an argument.
Right.
Clearly, there must have been some sort of fight or
blowout. I just gave
the
inquisitive tilt of head, really.
I like it, though.
I took it back.
If he's running late, I could be like, where are you?
Yeah, but not you. Not you.
I'm mysterious, I guess.
Justin, do you have your locator on?
No.
Not for anybody.
Not for anybody.
It doesn't shock me in any way, shape, or form.
If you want to know where I am, just give me a call. Send me a text. Hey, where are you at?
That's awesome.
Yeah, but then you could tell them whatever you wanted to. You don't actually have to be in that place.
I'm usually in one of three places. I'm at work, I'm at home, I'm at the grocery store.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
That is weird. Like, he is a great little chef, though. It's funny, actually. Ashley, is your locator on?
No.
Not for anybody?
No.
You are a married woman.
Yeah.
With children.
I love that, though.
Julie likes that for you.
The thing is, because...
Girl, thank God you didn't make the mistake I did where you gave it up for a minute and then you had to turn it off.
Take it back.
You had to take
it back.
There
are times I have to lie about where I am and I don't want to be found out.
Because, to your husband?
Yes.
Really?
Like a surprise party?
Nothing like that.
Julie trying to cover for
I
you.
I could be
that's girl
meeting
power
him
right there.
For dinner or meeting him somewhere. I'll be there in 5 minutes. I haven't left the house yet. That's the sort
so just
of thing.
Being late is one thing, but like, I mean, where else could you possibly be where he doesn't need to know? Silence.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you worry about where I am.
Is your phone locator on? And who has it? We're talking about phone locators. So according to this, it says that 51% of Americans do check their partner's location from time to time. But it also says that tracking your partner's phone can not only harm a relationship, but it can harm your mental well-being as well. Your own. So if you're tending to keep track of a partner and you become obsessive about it or whatever, that's totally unhealthy, it says.
I mean, I understand that. I'm in the 49%. I don't check where he is.
Your phone locator, Dina. Is it on and who has it?
Yeah. So my husband has it. It's a good thing he did because I got into a car accident. I got T-boned in an intersection and that was how he was able to find me so he could come and help.
Yeah. I mean, it's always great when it works exactly the way it's supposed to. Nobody else has it? Not your girlfriends or anything like that?
Nope.
My wife did get in an accident one time, and the phone rang, but it was somebody who had stepped into the vehicle to help her.
Ah.
Yeah. What's your husband in your phone as, by the way? Is he in as husband? Is he in as...
He is in as my husband,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's helpful. My wife always says, how come you have me under my name? And I'm like, because that's your name. And she's like, but yeah, but if somebody grabbed your phone and needed to get a hold of, you know, your wife, they wouldn't know my name. What if you can't speak?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. No, it is a good idea. Why haven't I changed it?
I don't know. You could. Takes 30 seconds. You could do it.
You know what? I should be doing that right now, as a matter of fact. Mark, do you have your phone tracking on?
Yeah, but I mean, it's only for one person, and it's like not even a person that people would expect. It's my cousin. I was in Colombia a while ago where there was like a rock slide or something, and she got worried and didn't know where I was. And because she couldn't get a hold of me, she ended up going through social media, finding my girlfriend's parents, then calling up the parents.
It was a whole thing.
And I had to find this whole thing out. And I told her, I was like, hey, never do that again. Like, don't call up my girlfriend.
I might not even be dating that person anymore, right? Like, the parents don't know what's happening.
Yeah. No, so it's really just for her. It's a safety blanket for her. I don't use it for anybody else.
So, but you left it on after that, even though you're no longer in Colombia and you're not in danger of a rock slide.
Yeah, just, I guess. I don't know if she uses it periodically, but I just know that that's the only person that I give it to. I'm not going to give it to anybody.
Denise, is your phone tracking on?
It is, yeah.
And who has it?
My mom.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, she can't sleep if she doesn't know where I am. So I figured this is pretty easy. It's a way to keep her in the know. And yeah, I have it on for her.
I mean, Denise, you sound like a grown woman. How old are you?
I am. I'm 45.
Oh my gosh. And your mom can't sleep without knowing where you are. Is your mom like
that?
Is she in the neighborhood? Is she close by, across town, or is she other side of the world? What?
No, she's pretty close. She's pretty close, you know, yeah. But it's still the idea of knowing where her daughter is.
Okay. Does she ever use it to judge you? What are you doing there? I saw you went over here the other day.
She has questioned me once or twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, she's my mom. So that's her thing.
Okay. All right. Mike, is your phone locator on?
Absolutely not. No.
No.
I feel like it's invasive. You know, and I've had exes who have wanted to turn our trackers on so we could track each other at all times.
Yeah.
But it just feels like, you know, where's my privacy? Where's my space?
Are you married? Are you involved at this point?
No. So maybe I should have turned the tracker on and it would have ended up there.
Right. That's not how you wanted to live.
No, I wouldn't want it on either. Yeah,
even
I'm going to
co-sign
this.
A million other things that if somebody wanted to track you with, they could just track you with it.
Oh, sure. I had a friend that had a boyfriend followed by a private investigator.
Oh,
sure.
That's not what I meant, but okay.
Oh.
Right. But
then I just felt like putting that out there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.